It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 16th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Federal accident investigators want to bring robotics to the next new car you buy. The National Transportation Safety Board says all cars, not just fancy ones, should come equipped with technology that warns of accidents ahead, slows you down if the car in front of you hits the brakes, or helps you stay in your lane when you start weaving. Robert Sumwalt is a member of the NTSB.
We are starting to see some of it in the cars that are not luxury cars. Like I understand Chevrolet Impala has some form or fashion of lane departure warning systems. We don't feel that just the luxury cars should have them. We feel that in order to achieve the maximum benefit, all new cars should have this technology.
The NTSB is a loud voice in a bully pulpit, but its annual Most Wanted safety list has no authority to force manufacturers to offer adaptive cruise control or forward collision warning systems. Sumwalt says the technology could reduce the 60% of all accidents that involve running off the road, changing lanes, or are rear-enders. Jamie Kittman writes on cars for Automobile and GQ magazines.
This is sort of the precursor to having fully automated cars. All these technologies will come into play in the day when people can sit in the back of their car and social network and shop, which, of course, is the whole point of the exercise.
He says car companies are not fighting this technology the way they used to fight airbags.
I think they're pretty on board with the driverless car era. You know, bring it on. If nothing else, everybody will need to get a new car when everybody else isn't driving their own car.
But investments in safety don't all have to be at the sharp edge of tech. Kittman argues you could save a lot of lives by overhauling driver's ed standards in America that are not nearly as strict as in parts of Europe. A big digital music service is taking a step toward becoming ubiquitous. Spotify, the advertising-supported music sharing and listening company, typically requires listeners to download a piece of software. But that started to change this week.
Spotify is now testing for a small audience a web-based version of its service. I think you'll probably see it rolled out system-wide sometime next year.
That's Dan Ackerman, senior editor at CNET, and we should note a musician, a funk bassist, believe it or not. He releases his albums on iTunes, Amazon, and Spotify. He says the service, already used by millions, should get a boost once all it takes is an internet browser.
You're at work or you're traveling and you're not allowed to, for whatever reason, download and run an executable file, which is what an app is. This will probably make Spotify easier for more people to use, where maybe you're restricted in what you can download.
Ackerman says he prefers some of the smaller streaming music options, like RDO, that already uses browsers. He says Spotify's move shows it's willing to take ideas from competitors. Despite its success, Spotify, which is based in Sweden, has work to do. A study this year found most teenagers kick out the jams on a service better known for fail videos. They tend to get their songs in the form of clips on YouTube. And new details about Steve Jobs the movie, courtesy of its screenwriter Aaron Sorkin at a Daily Beast Newsweek conference. He says he's writing the movie for Sony Pictures in three sections. Each will explore the moments leading up to Steve Jobs showing up with the turtleneck to announce the first Macintosh, the ill-fated but innovative Next computer, and the first iPod. What? Sorkin's leaving out the launches of the iPhone and the iPad? And where's the scene launching the Airport Extreme Wireless base station? Now, that was drama. Sadly, it's only a feature film, not a miniseries. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's today's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.